The other day, I got a call from this U.S. film producer, Dan Delano. He was making a movie for television, Betrayed Loyalties. They needed someone to fill in as a bodyguard for a few days. Well, long hours, but good money. And get this, I'd be looking after a movie star, Lenore Avery, the romantic fantasy of my teen years. All I had to do was pass the interview.
Okay, we can finish setting up for scene 58 after lunch. Be back at 1 sharp.
A crew van dropped me off at the North Shore Mountain location. I caught up with the man with the bullhorn as he went back to the production trailer.
Excuse me, I'm Michael Flynn. You the producer?
No, name's Chance Kershaw. Dan's expecting you. Come on, his office is at the end of this trailer.
You, the director?
No, Dan's the new producer-director.
Oh.
I'm just the stunt coordinator.
So what's a bodyguard do around here?
Chauffeuring, fan control, liaison with local police.
All right.
Piece of cake. Except for Her Royal Highness.
What, Miss Avery? Temperamental, is she?
That's one way of putting it.
A smile played over Chance Kershaw's wasted face, but his blue marble eyes remained dead and cold. I mean, this guy had been around the block. In an Al Capone movie, he'd have been cast as the muscle for the mob. My guess was that he was a reformed alcoholic, looking at his last chance in show business.
Dan's office is in here.
Martin, I said I'd fix it, and I will. I'm playing catch-up here. We're reworking the script on the run, and you know who's got our fingers in the pie.
He'll just be a minute.
Okay, I'll fax you the changes tonight. Look, I've got people here. I'll get back to you later.
Lenore's new bodyguard.
Flynn, Michael Flynn.
Have a seat, Flynn.
Thanks.
Are we all set up for the night shoot, Jess?
Yeah, I'll be driving the car myself.
Good. We'll shoot it from four or five angles. Lenore will give us reaction shots, and then we'll substitute the stunt double when the husband attempts to run her down.
You want the crash dummy for the guy in the car?
Oh, for the end of the sequence? Mm. Yeah. Oh, and tell costumes we need a match on the jacket.
I'll get on to it. See you later.
All right.
Thanks.
Dan Delano was one of those unflappable film executives who looked like he'd stepped out of a TV infomercial. His voice soft, reassuring, with a touch of Arizona honesty about it. There was something out of place. The beads of perspiration over his upper lip. Now, he was putting up a good front, but he was under a hell of a lot of pressure. And something else. When he first saw us standing there, he had whisked a manila envelope into his desk drawer and locked it. I caught a couple of words. Encino affair.
You're pretty light for a bodyguard, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm about 170, maybe.
What do you carry?
Carry? Oh, you mean like a weapon?
Yeah, a weapon like a .32 snub-nose Colt Beretta what? Look, you're licensed to carry, aren't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, sure, but I don't.
Where the hell's my driver, Dan? I'm not going to wait all day.
Lenore Avery, close and in person. A little older than I'd remembered. Late 40s, pushing 50 maybe, but looking good, like Elizabeth Taylor at her best. A bit on the plump side, full busted, in a teal blue silk blouse and white slacks. Her auburn hair cascading down to her shoulders in soft curls. And those emerald eyes holding us transfixed in an angry stare.
The car's ready and the picnic's packed. Do I have to drive myself?
Well, I'm not so sure Flynn's the right man, Lenore. Let me get Chance Kershaw to sub.
What's wrong with this one?
170 pounds and no gun, for starters.
Mm-hmm. The gun business. You against the NRA, or is this some kind of Canadian thing?
No, I just believe a bodyguard's first responsibility is to anticipate trouble and keep his client out of it.
Yeah. Well, what do you know? A bodyguard with a brain for a change. He'll do. Sign him up. I'll be waiting in the car. So, did they tell you about me, Flynn? Hmm? I seduce all my drivers? I'll bet that's what they said. They think I'm such a bitch. And sometimes they're right.
No, nobody said anything.
They will. They're all out to get me. You married?
No, no, I'm not.
Divorced, huh?
No.
Too personal. Sorry. That's the trouble with Hollywood people. We meet someone, and 30 seconds later, we're comparing bum tattoos. We're intimate without really getting to know anyone. Today's close friends are tomorrow's forgotten faces.
Why do you need a bodyguard, Miss Avery? You're not in any particular danger, are you? I mean, threats from obsessed fans or...
Obsessed fans at my age, don't I wish? No, it's just business. Part of our insurance contract.
Oh.
Keeps the premiums affordable, and that's important because I've got my personal money invested in this dog of a film.
So what does the insurance cover? An injury to the star or... What, fire on the set?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And 101 other things. The studio could recoup if I take a walk, for example.
Yeah.
The payout would cover costs of a shutdown, booking a new actress, reshooting.
So what about you? Would you get back the money you invested?
Maybe, if I had a good lawyer.
But you're a pro, and pros don't quit. Right?
You've seen too many movies, Flynn. Well, turn up here. There's a picnic spot overlooking the inlet.
She was right about the films. Despite my best intentions, I was living out a scenario as I drove down the winding road through a stand of Douglas fir. Beautiful woman, fancy car, picnic in paradise. Where would it lead?
Oh, this must be it.
Yes, my own private hideaway. We don't need to use the picnic table. I'll just... spread the blanket on the grass next to it.
Where do you want the picnic basket?
On the blanket.
Right.
Be careful. There's real bone china in there.
Okay, there we are.
So, where do you live?
Hmm?
A condo up in Whistler, I'll bet.
No. No, on a 30-foot sloop, Granville Island Marina.
Sailboat?
Mm-hmm.
How romantic.
Well, it can be. You want me to open the champagne?
By all means. It's in the chill pack.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my. It is so beautiful here.
Oh, sorry. I just got you. There's your glass.
What about you?
Oh, I'll stick to club soda. I'm driving.
Suit yourself. Now, let's see what we have in the picnic basket.
Okay. It's a rattler.
My God. A snake.
Don't panic.
Get a boulder or something.
It can't strike beyond its length. The idea is just to keep it off balance.
Says who?
Well, my uncle has a farm near Bow Island. Worked a summer there, southern Alberta, quite a few rattlesnakes. My uncle used to wait till they'd crawl down a gopher hole, then he'd catch them by the tail.
No, please. Don't tell me you're not as crazy as your uncle.
I wasn't as confident as I sounded. The story about my uncle in Alberta was true, but what I didn't mention was snakes scare the hell out of me. I actually pissed my pants the first time I saw a rattler. Now I was face to fang with one again. I just wanted to keep the vicious little bastard off guard. I didn't want to kill it. But as the snake slithered across the blanket toward me, my ecological concern deserted me. I grabbed the champagne bottle and swung down hard. Oh, God. Oh.
We did it. We did it.
Oh,
my God. I was scared out of my wits.
Well, how the hell did it get in the basket anyway?
It wasn't an accident.
What do you mean?
This isn't the first time. Things went wrong. Lights exploding, scaffolding falling, even stuff missing from my trailer. Somebody's trying to get me out of the way.
Hey, where are you going?
Back to the film location. Put the rattler in the picnic basket. It's evidence. Well, come on!
I wanted to check out the picnic site, but there was no arguing with her. Using a small stick, I gingerly lifted the dead snake into the wicker basket, closed the lid, and put it on the back seat. As I completed the unpleasant job, I heard a branch crack under someone's foot.
Get a move on, Flynn!
I don't think we're alone.
Now who's jumpy? Let's get out of here!
I drove Lenore back to the production trailers. She was fuming. I had hardly stopped the car when Lenore took off after an attractive young woman dressed in fatigues and boots. Found out later it was Kelly Conacher, the animal handler.
Miss Avery, back so soon?
Don't play dumb with me, Kelly. Who put you up to this?
Put me up to what? Oh, hey, stop that!
You're gonna be killed!
Stop, that's enough.
Is that what's back of this? Lenore Avery flips out over Snake? More pressure for me to break my contract? Well, it won't work.
What's wrong, Lenore?
Now what?
Let me spell it out for you. This bitch put her rattlesnake in my picnic hamper.
She did what?
That's not true.
If Flynn hadn't have been there, God knows what would have happened. Show him the snake, Flynn.
Right. If it's your pet, Kelly, I'm sorry.
I want her out of here right now.
Just calm down a minute. I want to be fair about this. Now, this thing Flynn's holding, is this Kelly's snake? What's its name? Cleo?
I'm sure it is.
No, this isn't Cleo. Its markings are different, and look here. It still has its poison sac, and Cleo's was removed.
What do you think, Lenora?
What do you expect her to say? She's guilty? She tried to kill me!
Chance, go check the cages for the other snake.
You want I should bring it back?
No, that won't be necessary.
I won't be able to work this afternoon. My nerves are shot.
That's all right, Lenora. We'll adjust the schedule, film around you. But what about the night shoot? You're essential.
I'll see how I feel. I need to get back to the hotel and sleep.
While Lenore put on her injured bird act and was aided to the car, I saw Chance report back to Delano. He gave a thumbs up, indicating Cleo was safe and sound. I was relieved.
Flynn, yeah? See that she takes a Valium and keep an eye on her. I need her on the set by 10 tonight.
Okay.
And thanks for the way you handled things today.
Oh, sure.
The damnedest thing.
Flynn, I'm waiting!
Right there, Miss Avery.
On the way back to the city, I got a rundown on Lenore's conspiracy theories. According to her, most of the people making betrayed loyalties were living up to the movie's title. Roman Birkenhead, who wrote the screenplay, was a hack with no backbone, but he secretly opposed Lenore's script changes. Kelly Conacher, the animal trainer, was a conniving wannabe. Lenore was sure the girl was using her love affair with Roman to sabotage the film. With Lenore out of the way, Roman and Kelly could get the studio to bankroll a new project. Even Chance Kershaw was suspect in the conspiracy, according to the movie star. Lenore didn't seem to realize the one thing they all had in common was a consuming dislike of her. But once the lady was asleep, I knew I had to get back to the location and sort things out. Fast.
You want Sam to stand guard? Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
He just has to see that she isn't disturbed. Well,
babysitting a movie star. Well, I can do that.
Of course.
And what if someone makes another attempt on her life?
Oh, no, they won't. No. Not in a big hotel. Right. Besides, Hotel Dick's a friend of mine.
You just have to wake her up, show her my note, and drive her to the North Shore location by 10 o'clock.
Okay. Read you loud and clear.
I can always count on old Sam Green, the lawyer I worked for part-time. His niece, Willie, is less predictable. She's a lawyer, too, but goes by the book. To win her over, you have to spark her interest.
What's this night shoot about, anyway?
It's a scene with a stunt vehicle. See, in the story, this woman has been looking for her husband after he disappeared. Mm-hmm. So she's walking up a mountain road when someone tries to kill her.
With a rattlesnake?
No, they cut that segment.
But someone decided to play the Garden of Eden scene for real anyway. And your movie star went ballistic.
Yeah, that's about it. But why would somebody do such a thing?
Didn't I read somewhere this production is in real financial trouble? Like $500,000 over budget already? Mm-hmm. And they had to replace the producer or director?
Yeah, both. Now, the new guy, Delano, wears two hats.
Oh, so he's not just a bean counter sent in from L.A. to shut down the film.
No, I don't think so. Lenore wouldn't let them. She's got too much of her own money invested.
Well, that still could be a setup for insurance fraud.
Smells like something more personal to me. You know, there was someone watching us at the picnic site, enjoying the life and death battle with the snake. Just a shadow in the trees. I didn't get a good look.
Some guy out of Deliverance?
Oh, laugh all you want. That bastard was trouble. And so was the Rattler.
Dan wants you to extend the track to the camera dolly. Another 15 feet. And we need more fill-in lighting where the road cuts around the rock face.
Good. Everybody's up at the stunt location. Let's look around Lenore's trailer.
She give you permission?
I've got the key, haven't I?
She didn't give you permission.
Let's see. Here we go. There, that does it. Let's turn on the lights.
What are we looking for?
Letters, cards, anything that could give us a motive. I checked Lenore's hotel suite. Nothing but clothes.
Oh, this looks like a home away from home. Milk, soft drinks, Weight Watchers treats.
Look at this. Look at this. Scrapbooks. Newspaper and magazine clippings. Lenore Avery stars.
Lenore and smash hit.
Feature stories, publicity pictures. Articles from scandal sheets.
Oh, even the bad stuff? She must be an egomaniac. At least she keeps the dirt in separate envelopes.
That you, Flynn?
Oh, hello, Kelly. Oh, hi, Roman.
Hello.
Yeah, just checking a few things for Lenore. This is W.P. Green, my associate.
Hi.
Hello.
I won't keep you long. Guess you've heard I've been fired.
No. Ah, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was thanks to the bitch you work for.
Don't mind him. Lenore's given us both a rough time. He's driving me to the airport.
It's so damn unfair.
You know, maybe if I talk to Dan Delano...
No.
I've
had enough. It's time to split.
We're going to get back together in California.
Yeah?
I've got a work in progress. We'll finish it together, produce it ourselves. That's the only way to beat these bastards. Excuse me, I have to go get my car.
Right.
Poor Roman. He wrote a brilliant study of betrayal, and they're turning it into garbage.
He feels so strongly. Why doesn't he go back with you?
They still owe him a lot of money. He thinks they might welch on the deal.
And you'll need that startup money for your project, I guess.
You've got it. Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad I got to see you before I go.
Right.
I think I know who put that poor snake in this basket.
Who?
Well, Roman thinks I'm crazy. But I'm sure it was Lenore herself. Take a look at the snake.
Oh, oh Jesus! Kelly, watch out what you're doing with that thing.
Smell it.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Don't worry. It's dead.
Here, let me... That's kind of an ether smell.
The basket smells of it, too.
What, are you saying the snake was drugged?
Well, look what I found behind the cleaning materials in the kitchenette here.
Halothane? What's that?
What you're smelling. It's an anesthetic used to immobilize reptiles.
To keep the snake quiet until Flynn got to the picnic site?
Exactly. Don't you see? It must have been Lenore. She wanted people to think she was in danger, and she could blame it on me.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. If this movie's a turkey, Lenore might be setting herself up with an excuse to bail out and take her investment with her.
Kelly, did you talk about this to Dan Delano?
Of course. That's when he fired me. Disloyalty. Well, that's Roman. I'll leave you to work it out.
Right. Look, wait a minute, Kelly. How did you get in here earlier today?
The production office has a set of keys.
So anyone could have come in here and planted the halothane.
Even you.
If that's what you want to believe. Goodbye.
Good luck.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. But I think it's unlikely Lenore Avery handled this snake. Even if it was drugged, I was there. She was terrified.
Well, maybe, but Flynn, there's a picture in one of these albums.
Where?
Yeah, here it is. A young Lenore Avery in a publicity shot for Antony and Cleopatra. It says she's holding a live snake.
Let me see that. Damn it, that is her.
Maybe Miss Avery is a better actress than you thought.
There was something about Lenore's albums. A nagging feeling at the corner of my memory. Then it clicked. I headed for the production trailer with Willie at my heels.
You're just going to walk into Delano's office?
Don't worry, I'm not going to take anything.
I could be disbarred.
Then just stand by the door.
Oh, yeah, right.
Something I want to check out.
Flynn.
Those envelopes full of old newspaper clippings Lenore keeps?
Yeah.
I saw the same kind of envelope on Delano's desk earlier today. When Chance and I came in, he hid it.
Oh, now you're picking the lock? I don't believe this.
Come on. Newspaper clippings from Lenore's trailer. Encino youth commits suicide after affair with movie star.
Lenore Avery?
That's what it says. The kid was 18. Terry Sullivan. Happened 10 years ago.
But what's the connection? Was Leno planning to blackmail Lenore?
How could he? The story says she was cleared at the time.
Give me that.
There's no cover-up.
Here's a picture of the funeral. Pallbearers were family members, it says.
Let me see that. I'll be damned, this one on the end. Look, it's Chance Kershaw.
Kershaw's related to the boy who died?
And Delano is going to help him get even. Here, give me the phone.
Hi.
I got to stop Sam from bringing her here.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, Sam, answer.
He should still be there.
Jeez, Sam.
This is where you are.
Sam,
right?
What are you doing here?
Oh, no, I got a call from a guy named Chance Kershaw. Moved up the schedule half an hour. Technical rehearsal, I think he said.
Where's Lenore?
Oh, not far. Not far. I dropped her off just below where the stunt car is parked.
Willie, phone the police and fill them in.
Yeah.
I'll try to stop Kershaw.
Okay.
Oh, good Lord. Did I do something wrong?
This is a technical rehearsal. Will Lenore take your position at the side of the road? Stunt car, motor running, get lights on. Just a slow run down the hill, Chance. We've changed camera positions. I want to see how it goes.
Okay, Dan!
Stop! Lenore, get off the road!
Get out of there! We're trying to take one!
What is it, Clint?
Brakes are gone!
You okay, Miss Avery?
God, I could have been killed. I told you they were out to get me. I need protection.
We've already called the police. Now, Willie and Sam will look after you until they come.
But where are you going?
To check on Chance Kershaw. Did I hit her? Came close.
The brakes failed. Can't believe it. I checked the whole car 2 hours ago.
And then...
What? What's wrong?
Look under here. Where? That bastard cut my brake line.
What, Delano?
He struck Dodan, the studio hatchet man. Insurance companies hate him. I figured he was behind the rattlesnake caper, but I didn't think he'd go this far. Now, if I'd have hit Lenore and gone over the cliff, the car would have been totaled, and no one would have been the wiser.
But just so the studio could shut down the film and claim the insurance?
The man is delirious, Flynn.
Now, come on. We're talking major bucks
here. He's been acting strangely the last few days.
So that's a lie.
Come on, take it easy.
You know what's behind it? Revenge.
Revenge?
Yeah, I came across an old newspaper clipping this morning. A young man named Sullivan committed suicide because of Lenore. Now, I didn't put it together until now. Sullivan was Chance's nephew.
That was 10 years ago. Past history. I wouldn't let an old grudge like that do me out of a job.
It sounds pretty lame to me. I think the police will see it my way.
They'll believe he cut his own brake line? What was it, a kamikaze attempt to get even? Come on, that doesn't wash.
Well, look in his coat pocket. He carries a Swiss Army knife.
Here, let go.
Let's have a look.
Give me that.
Come on back. Wow. Surprise, surprise. There's traces of brake fluid. For once, the police agreed with me. Delano had sabotaged the stunt car in order to scare Lenore off the film, and Chance Kershaw was cast as the fall guy. Lenore immediately demanded police protection and phoned her lawyer in L.A. I was glad to be off the hook.
I can't understand how Lenore Avery didn't make the connection between the Sullivan kid and Chance Kershaw.
Well, how could she? She never considered she was responsible for the kid's suicide. She didn't even go to his funeral.
Oh, I guess she was too busy being a movie queen. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
Oh, no, she is a beauty. You have to give her that.
Yep.
Lying there asleep on the four-poster bed back at the hotel. Yeah, I never saw a movie star up close like that. It's just like being in the movies.
And who were you, Sam? Prince Charming?
Oh, no, not very likely. Now, that was before I woke her up, wasn't it? Now, once she was awake, well, she has quite just a mouth on her, doesn't she?
That's
what
it is.
You've just heard Hollywood North, episode 10 of Flynn by Lyle and Barbara Brown. Featured in the cast were Boyd Norman as Flynn, with Colleen Winton as Willie, and Robert Clothier as Sam. Special guest star Donna Carol White played Lenore. And you also heard Alex Diakon, Allison Graham, Eric Snyder, and Oliver Becker. The production assistants for Flynn are Dagmar Kafanka and Loretta Joyce. The recording engineer is Chris Cutress, with sound effects by Joe Silva. Music for Flynn is composed by Alan Cranny. The series script consultant is James W. Nickel. Flynn is produced and directed in Vancouver by Don Kowalczyk. The executive producer is Bill Howell.